USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The lawyers for the parents of the Michigan school shooter suspect insist the pair is not fleeing after they were charged on Friday. The lawyer says James and Jennifer Crumley relocated after the shooting for safety, and they are returning to Oxford, Michigan to turn themselves in. Meanwhile, Michigan police, the FBI, and other agencies are still involved in a nationwide manhunt for the pair. Pennsylvania is awarding a $6.6 million grant to the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. The funds will help rebuild the synagogue, which was the site of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in American history. 11 people were killed and 6 others were injured when a man opened fire there in 2018. Wall Street ending the week on a down note, the Dow losing 59 points to close at 34,580. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
210,000 Americans found jobs in November, which is the smallest monthly tally since December of 2020. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh isn't worried about the latest report. He joins Fox Business and says it's important to look at the whole picture.
Since President Biden has taken office, nearly 6 million jobs have been added. Our unemployment rate dropped to 4.2%, 2% lower than when he took office. So, you know, we still have a ways to go when we think about getting people back to work. But our recovery is happening, and it's happening in a strong manner.
Economists were predicting 550,000 jobs be added. Sales during the holiday shopping season could increase by double digits. An economist with the National Retail Federation says they could go up by 11.5%. Compared to 1 year ago. That's a full point higher than the group's top estimate that was released back in October. Back then, the Federation said sales could hit $859 billion. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Red state governors are continuing to take issue with President Biden's vaccine mandate.
If you feel President Biden is overreaching his authority when mandating your health and what goes into your body, you're not alone. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on Newsmax Thursday says his state is involved in 3 lawsuits against President Biden's vaccine mandates because the Constitution does not give unilateral authority to the president.
I don't support a federal mask mandate or vaccine mandates, and quite frankly, not only do I not support it, the reality is that the United States Constitution does not support it. It does not give unilateral authority to this president to do anything that he wants to do. The vaccine, and I encourage other Mississippians to do the same because I do think that they are effective. However, I also believe in our United States Constitution.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States reported an average of 86,000 new COVID-19 cases per day last week. With the Omicron variant just beginning to spread in the country, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients describes new initiatives to stop the spread this winter.
First, launching a public education campaign for boosters. Second, reimbursing doctors for COVID-19 vaccine counseling. And third, expanding teams of emergency volunteers to help treat COVID patients around the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.